Dinner with Churchill. Policymaking at the Dinner Table. By Sita Stelzer. Narrated by Davina Porter. Introduction. On the 27th of October, 1953, a Labour MP asked Winston Churchill during Prime Minister's questions whether he would indicate if he will take the precaution of consulting the consuming public before he decides to abolish the Food Ministry. Churchill replied to gales of laughter, "On the whole, I have always found myself on the side of the consumer." It was true. Churchill always was a great consumer when it came to food, but also when it came to drink and cigars. As this well-written, meticulously researched and beautifully illustrated book shows, Churchill's appetites were enormous, and not least his appetite for life. Nobody could be better qualified to have written this book than Sita Stelzer, an assured political and society hostess around whose own dinner tables on both sides of the Atlantic well-informed conversation sparkles, but it is nonetheless astonishing that the subject of Churchill's dinner diplomacy has not been written about before. For, as the author authoritatively proves in her first chapter, Churchill used mealtimes and primarily dinners almost as political weapons. Dinner parties provided the ideal opportunity for Churchill to establish a personal dominance that allowed him to get his way so often that Stelzer's scholarship counts as groundbreaking in identifying the phenomenon. His great gifts of conviviality, intelligence, humour, memory, anecdotal ability, wit, hospitality, and, not least, alcoholic hard-headedness all helped him to charm and ultimately to persuade all but his most intellectually prosaic of guests. The fact that